point in time when people are talking about the fear of a third world war, the fear of nuclear conflict, and a whole host of other issues, which should be a reminder that global interdependence is not an ideal, it's a reality. Today we live in a world where it is impossible for nations to pursue their interests in disregard of the interests of others. I say this because in political circles, when you talk about a vision of a better future based on international law, based on justice, people will dismiss you as being naive. You're naive, you don't understand the realities of power. And this perspective is not just cynical, but it's unrealistic. And this turns me to what I think is really the game changer, which we forget about amidst all the terrible scenes of conflict that we see, and that is climate change. If there was one thing that teaches us that the boundaries that we have created, the political boundaries that divide nations and all the divisive ideologies that we see around us, climate change reminds us that we are one humankind inhabiting one common home, that we are going through what the theologian Desjardins called the planetization of humankind. This is not a distant ideal. This is the reality. There is one environment, there is one climate system, and we, despite our arrogance, the idea that through technological progress we have become the masters of the universe, we are incredibly vulnerable as a species living on an earth which is no longer able to sustain our wasteful, excessive consumerist culture, which is no longer able to accept our materialistic civilization and its disregard for nature. I mention all of these forces not to depress your listeners, but to actually say that we live in an exceptional and, I would say, exciting period of human history, where despite all the bad news that we see, despite all the divisions and wars and conflicts, we are also witnessing the birth of a new world. And I don't use the word new world lightly. When you think about everything from artificial intelligence to the unprecedented progress that we've achieved in prolonging human life, in spreading information and education and literacy and ideals of human rights and gender equality and an end to racism and all of these other ideas that we take for granted today are very, very recent ideas historically against thousands of years of human evolution. And the idea, once again, that we live in a world civilization may have seemed as a kind of prophetic or even poetic idea just a couple of generations ago. But today, once again, it is an inescapable reality. The only question is whether the peoples and leaders of the world will accept and embrace that reality willingly through an act of volition with common purpose, with a common vision, so that we can come out of this turbulent period and reach a new period of unprecedented peace and prosperity, or whether we will have to suffer unimaginable catastrophes before we are forced to accept that reality. And just to wrap up my remarks, this is why I think that the idea of global justice, the idea of a stronger, more vigorous United Nations, global institutions that can really address global problems, and also a kind of new consciousness among all the nations, that we need, beyond our patriotism and loyalty to our own peoples, a wider world-embracing vision that understands the inextricable oneness of all humankind, that this is the crossroads that we are at now in history, and we, all of us, have a role to play in choosing the right direction, the direction of embracing the oneness and wholeness of humankind, rather than falling victim to these divisive ideologies and worldviews.
Beautiful, wonderful, man, with wise and deep words. All right, we're back. That was part one of part two from our interview of our international law lawyer from United Nations, Dr. Akvan. And just always a great honor when we're able to get him on our program. And we thank him so much for giving us his time. We know he's very busy. He's doing a lot of things all over the world, and yet he's given us a little bit of his time to come and join us on our program and share some of his insights and wonderful experiences, and just be empowering us for our looking out for our own human rights and justice, and just a tremendous person. So we thank him, and just a lot of honor and blessings to this wonderful man. So we're going to carry on with our program, and coming up next, we're going to be on the air with our brother Shkwait Shekhlach from Gwaishkna, BC. And but first, we're going to play some of his music from his pick of the week, and it's from Ghost Hounds. And this is The Last Train to Nowhere. So enjoy, everybody, and we'll be right back.
Track, no turning back. There ain't no turning around. I'm on a
All right, we're back. That was Ghost Town's Last Train to Nowhere. That was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlech. For people out there that don't know him, he's my brother, and he's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the big forest fires of a few years ago and the big flood of a few years ago. So a very extreme survivalist, and always a great honor and a privilege to have him come on our program and share with us some of his insights and in what makes him tick, and always great music that he picks. The Last Train to Nowhere, man, what a pretty powerful song. Always inspiring to listen to his stuff. And welcome, Shkwaich. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing as well as can be, still breathing. The weather's kind of been crazy up here. Hot, cold. Yeah. Almost 20 degrees 1 hour, almost minus 10 the next. Gotta survive that now.
Yeah, it's yeah. Pretty crazy. I know, yeah. It's taken.
Until it normalizes to just cold.
Yeah, it's taken a lot of our co-hosts out of the picture, I think. All this crazy weather and stuff, it affects everybody. But, you know, the show must go on, so... So we have a subject today, and it's on meditation, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
It's something I don't really think of much, but when I do, you know, I find that I've seeing articles here and there about it, that sometimes it causes more anxiety and depression than what you're trying to alleviate yourself from, eh? And what I think that it, why that is because, you know, there's many forms of meditation. You know, it's like bodybuilding, you know. Sure, you can do crunches all year. That certainly ain't going to help you doing leg squats. You know, you gotta alternate. You can't just pick one method. And, you know, sure, it'll help for a bit, but then you'll get numb to it. That leads to depression, anxiety. So, you know, you got to move on to the next form of meditation. You know, I don't know all the forms of meditation. But, you know, that's just, you know, that's what I think of it as. You got to alternate them. You know, like a bodybuilder, you know. He does leg squats one day and then bench press the next, and then arm curls another day, you know. All that kind of stuff, you know, where they call it the treadmill and the bike, you know, cardio.
It's like a balance.
So, you know, that's what I think. You know, I don't know the names of all the different forms of meditation, because, you know, I know there's a lot of them, but, you know, you're going to get burnt out on just doing one. And, you know, it's like the few articles I've seen here and there over the years that, you know, they're wondering why people are getting more depressed and anxious than they should be when they're meditating. And they're kind of finding out, you know, it's like that. Like, you know, like how I'm explaining it to bodybuilding. You gotta alternate the different methods. So, you know, meditation's good, but, you know, if you overdo it in one form, you're gonna get numb to it and get depressed. Your anxiety's gonna build up, so you know, you got to alternate.
Mm.
We're just not meant to go at, you know, we're not robots. We can't just do one function.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we have a brain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we just do it one way, of course we're going to be numb to it and lose focus.
So true.
So that's what I think about meditation. You just got to be careful. Just don't let yourself get stuck in one form. Because I have no clue. Because you know, I meditate this way or that way. I don't know the terms or the technological names for them and all that. The different forms.
Yeah.
But I know I just don't stick to the one. Mm. So it's keeping me alive, keeping me optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I could be a sad sack and be kicking a pebble down the road, thinking, "Woe is me."
Mm-hmm.
So you just gotta alternate the forms.
Mm.
Of different forms of meditation. You know, just like I said, I'm not a pro on it or all that, because, you know, I find that I don't meditate much because I'm just too busy trying to stay alive.
Mm.
Well, that might be a form of meditation.
Yeah.
For all I know. It's like I said, it's like bodybuilding. You gotta alternate the different methods.
Mm. Well, we thank you so much for your insights and your words of wisdom and the way that you look at life and letting us get a picture of, you know, what makes you tick and what made you survive all those big traumas and tribulations and getting through it all. And it's such a blessing and an honor to have you on, come and join us and share your words and share some of your music. It's always a great way to inject into my life and the lives of many other people out there listening and being inspired by you and your words. It's just a great thing. So lots of good stemch to you, and thank you.
It's a pleasure to be needed.
Mm.
Well, I hope I'm needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are.
I like thinking I'm inspiration to those. I strive to be an inspiration.
Mm.
I hope I'm not poisoning the train thought and all that.
No, so, for sure, yeah, you're not.
So it's, I'm happy to have to keep using my brain. Spread the knowledge.
Lots of positivity for sure. Yeah, so we're gonna have to say bye for now, and just have a great rest of your week and weekend, and lots of blessings in your road to recovery and positivity.
I thank you there at the studio and all of your fellow members that are stricken by the illness that's going around. I thank you guys there. Pray for them. And thank you and all the listeners here and abroad for all your prayers, thoughts, and love.
Mm.
All back to you guys. 1,000-fold.
Mm, thank you so much. All right. Okay, we're going to have to say bye. Bye for now.
Okay. Okay, bye for now.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shekhlech from Gwaishkana, BC, and we'll be right back.
On average, every 6 days, a woman in Canada is killed by her intimate partner. The women in our communities deserve to feel safe from both emotional and physical abuse. They deserve men who control their anger. Most importantly, they deserve to know the people they love most will never hurt them. Men like me stand up to create a safer world for the women in our lives. And we're looking to men like you, the men who make up our communities, to join us. You can play an active part to end violence. Visit www.whiteribbon.ca.
All right, we're back. And big shout out to Lady Fima for setting up our big interview with our international law lawyer, Dr. Akvan. And so we're going to play this next song, and it's from Shaky Graves. And word of mouth. So enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
And I mean, as far as music, I really just appreciate anyone that's able to, you know, explain their version of the world kind of eye to eye. You know, like, I feel like a lot of the songwriters that interest me, they don't particularly write about themselves. It's not like my heart is broken, blah blah blah, but it's sort of a nice commentary on, you know, the common woes of life. Like, life is pretty lonely sometimes. I mean, not lonely, but maybe lonesome. Even if you're comfortable, sometimes that's just too much. You know, you're upset being comfortable, or you're upset in love, or you're you know, upset out of love, or upset staying put, or upset because you travel too much, you know. And I feel like there's like a forever struggle that people face, and I like musicians that can kind of hone on to that and give their story of, you know, what's going wrong or what's going right.
She sees me too. Oh yeah, just standing around like the popular kids, just hoping the St. Peter will let us in too. He says if you value your life, stay off the drugs. Oh, if you value the drugs, stay off the map. If you value them maps, you better travel, son. If you don't want to travel, then you better run, yeah. Ooh. Well, he had some trouble, so he's all alone now. I used to bring him little presents, so from time to time he'd sit me in this castle and he'd pick my mind. He says if you value your heart, stay on the road. If you value the road, stay on the top. If you value the top, you're gonna suffer, son. If you don't wanna suffer, then you better run, yeah. Toss him in the the cellar, wanna give them no food. Ooh, ooh. Yeah, you know when anybody tries, oh, to tell him what to do, he holds his breath until he turns blue. He says if you value your job, stay out of crime. If you value the crime, stay out of doors. If you value them doors, you better lock them, son. Or if you don't wanna lock them, you better buy a gun. Yeah. Save the world, oh, just buy a collared shirt and try and fuck some girls. He says if you value your limbs, stay in that game. Oh, if you value that game, stay in that style. If you value that style, you're a sinking sign. Oh, if you don't wanna sink, then you better run, yeah.
Shaky Graves, Word of Mouth, and pretty strong lyrics there, pretty awesome tune, and we're going to have to say bye for now, everybody. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and listen to Free Voices. Coming up next, we have our the art show with Jacob, so stay tuned for that, and we're going to leave you with some Luca Imbriaba and his Argentinian magic missionera. Enjoy, everybody. Bye for now.